بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في شرف ابلا والشيخ يظل الرومي وقت تبريز دوره حكيم شيخ العرب والجمشة حكيم محمد اقتصاد رحمة الله تعالى عليه تايتلي خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لعل بدخشاں نکلا جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانوں پریشان نکلا جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران ہو پریشان نکلا دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا کیونکہ وہ جان کان چمن خارے بیابان نکلا جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو ساری دنیا کی قرد آئی فدا ہونے کو جب کبھی جوش جنوں چا کے گریباں نکلا جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا نار شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو نار شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لال بدخشاں نکلا خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لال بدخشاں نکلا زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے حامل درد ہوا غیر سے نالا نکلا حامل درد ہوا غیر سے نالا نکلا ہائے اس قطرائے دریائے محبت کا اثر ہائے اس قطرائے دریائے محبت کا اثر جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے
وہ طوفان نکلا جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ طوفان نکلا کلا کلا خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی گلستان نکلا دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی گلستان نکلا دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خارے بیابان نکلا درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا جس طرف نکلا وہ حیرانوں پریشان نکلا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد فرینڈز دیز آر دی اشعار اب اور الاسٹریس دادا شاہ عارف باللہ رومی زمانہ تبریز دورہ حضرت شاہ مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وچ از انٹائٹلڈ خاک سمجھے تھے جسے لال بدخشاں نکلا دیٹ پرسن دیٹ وی تھاٹ واز اے تھورن بٹ اٹ ایکچولی ٹرنڈ آؤٹ ٹو بی واز لال بدخشاں لال از اے جیم اینڈ ایمرلڈ اے روبی بدخشاں وچ از پرائس لیس سم تھنگ دیٹ یو کین ناٹ اٹیچ اینی ویلو ٹو That person who is immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people think, like how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uzkurullah hatta yakulu laka majnoon. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until such a time that people start saying that this person is in a world of his own. His majnoon, he's in a world of his own. So, like that, this person that we thought was just an ordinary person, but he had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thought that was, when we came to realize, then he was a priceless gem. Priceless ruby. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us also with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the first couplet, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Jo teri bazme muhabbat se gureza nikla, jis taraf nikla, wo hairan wo paresha nikla. That person who did not make deen his object, who did not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his object, who did not make akhirat his focus, who did not worry, who kept just gureza, bazme muhabbat that from the where the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was being emanated, that didn't interest him. It was not his line. His line was some other thing. His business, his car, his sports, he was always just moving away from this. He was not attracted to this. Jis taraf nikla, wo hairao paresha nikla. Whichever way he went, whatever, we say that he touched gold and he turned to sand. We see other people, they detach sand, we say they detach sand and it turns to gold. Everything in life, like a jigsaw puzzle, that every piece is just fitting in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everything easy for him. That comes in a hadith. Also we have learned it here at the majlis and you hear it so many times. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the eyes of our heart that person who exerts himself in optional ibadat, that faraz, Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Maghrib, Isha, Maghrib, Isha, fasting of the month of Ramadan, etc. This we have to do. But that person who through optionally he exerts himself so much, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I become his eyes by which he sees. I become his limbs, his hands by which he touches, his limbs by which he walks. Now he is in the control, he is in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks towards him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everything, you see everything going for him. As you say, he touches sand and he touches to, he turns to gold. But that other person, trying everything. Now he's trying this and trying that and saying, this has happened and that has happened, always blaming this one and that one. But it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that person who runs away from the object of life, which is the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we see that person, whichever way he went, whatever he did, everything, so to say, went wrong, and he is always restless. He never finds comfort. Whereas that person who makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his object, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so clearly in Quran Sharif, that person, whether it be male or female, they do good acts, they have iman, and they do good actions. فَلَنُحْيَنَّوْ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. We will give them a very good life. حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا, a comfortable life, a life of comfort, a life of ease. Yes? And the other person will be a person who is reckless. Then Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Dilya ghair ko jisne bhi wo dar anada nikla. The dead person who gave his heart to any other being besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turned out to be very, very stupid. He turned out to be a person who's got no intelligence whatsoever. Kyunki wo jaan chaman khare bayaba nikla. Because he turned out to that person, his life was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was given to him for a purpose. Now he used it in some other avenue. It is like using a teaspoon to clean a drain, a tablespoon. What it is meant for and what you are using it for. Allah gave this life for what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this life that we should recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we are going to other avenues and other alleys. So what a stupid person that is. He turned out to be a thorn. What we thought that was a person, was a human being, comes so clearly in Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the non-believers, the disbelievers. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. That they are like animals. Nay, not animals. In fact, they are even worse. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. That most certainly we created insan in the best of molds, the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are like animals. In fact, بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are even worse. So this person, what was his object of life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a human being, sent him into this dunya with a purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, must recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where is he going, in which line? Then Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, Sari dunya ki khirat aayi fida hone ko, jab kabhi josh ke judu cha ke gireba nikla. That the intelligentsia of the entire world, all those people that we feel, oh, this is that person, you know, this is the prime minister of the country, this is the mayor, this is the businessman, this is the person who's got this position, he's got this portfolio. But when that person who's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, when he opens it up, when he speaks, and he speaks about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all the intelligence of the world, all the clever people of the world, they are prepared to give their entire life for it. How many a time we saw that a few brothers, one was a doctor, one was an engineer, one was a magistrate, one was this, one was that, and then one of them became hafiz, became alim, became whatever the case, and the amount of work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from them, then we heard all this professional saying, ah, if only I was him. If only I was him. They were prepared to give everything, prepared to give their portfolios, prepared to give everything, just that I could have been like him. How many a person then throws all his wealth behind the person who is doing the work of deen? They are prepared to give everything. When the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in front, and they realize that where have we gone, where we supposed to have been. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, that dard milta hai tere dard ke bimaro se, ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. That this flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't just come about. It is put into the heart. When we have come into the company of the Ahlullah, when we come into the company, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah uses the word, dard ke bimaro se, that those who are, so to say, sick in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta yaqulu laka majnoon, until such a time that they say that you are a mad person. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, all the time, but only one thing on your tongue. That person who is in love with his business, that person who is in love with his car, who is in love with his sport, always only talking about that. Wherever he is, sitting here, sitting there, it can be even a mayyat, it can be in the Qabristan, but he's talking of his business. It can be he's a politician, he's talking about politics. He's a big businessman, he's talking about business. Whatever interests him, he's only talking about that. So that person who is mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, is sick in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then come into the company. This love, the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Stay in the company of the sadiqeen. a sadiq fi taqwa, those who have proven themselves in the field of taqwa, they have already built a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you see them, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see them, you think about your life, that hi, I must also make my life right. Where am I headed? I'm also going to qabr. No? As we said last week at the end of the time, that a very, very influential person when he passed away, just a few months before he passed away, he said to his son, he passed away in the age of, well into his 70s, he said, it seems like my whole life was just a dream. So the object of life, that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want it, then you will have to come into the company of those who are, so to say, sick in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the intelligent people. That is where you're going to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Naar shahwat mein nazar aaye andhere dil ko. That Naar shahwat, this flame, this fire of passion, of lust, in it is only darkness. The heart will realize that there is only darkness. If there is light, if there is comfort, if there is contentment of heart, to noor-e taqwa dil-e mu'min mein darakhsha nikla. That you will find noor, you will find solace, you will find peace and contentment of heart in taqwa, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In always realizing why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. And in the last, thereafter, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi says, Baad muddat ke huwe ahle muhabbat ki shanaf, khaak samjha tha, jise laal-e badakhsha nikla. That is after a very, very long time, where was I was doing this, I was doing that, and everything. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fadl upon us. Ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. That whatever good comes to you, whatever goodness comes to you, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us realize. We came into the company of the Ahlullah. They made us realize what our purpose of life is. Up till today, I haven't even realized. But so, just a little also, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you came into the company of that person who is, so to say, sick in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after a long time, you realize that this person that we thought was an ordinary person sitting on his musalla, just making Allah, Allah all the time, whenever only talking of Allah, programs and bayanat and majalis and all these things, we thought was an ordinary person. But when we realize, then these are the true kings of the world. When we take their names and we say Shah, like we take the name of our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah, Arif Billah, Rumi Azamana, we take their names with such respect. Why? Through them, we came to realize what our object of life is. What we supposed to have been doing and what we are doing. Calm. That what, in our terms, when we say calm and work, you know, I must open, 8 o'clock I must be at the shop, or 8 o'clock the child must be at school, or whatever the case, this is our calm. Their calm, Allah, Allah, all the time, Allah, Allah. So that person that we thought was just an ordinary person, when we came to realize, Lale Badakhsha, he was a priceless gem, he was a priceless ruby, he was an emerald. He's a person that if we try to say, well, how can we even think what the maqam is? Nevertheless, further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, the Zayde Khushk jo tha, Pire Mughra ke sadqe, Hamile dard hua, ghair se nala nikla. That person who was Zayde Khushk, was just a dry person, he didn't know, he was just, he didn't have any direction. When he came into the company of a person who truly recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Hamile dard hua, he got this flame of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was transferred into his heart. And now when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came into his heart, then he ghair se nala nikla. Now everything else did not matter to him. Those things that were important in his life, sports was important in his life, business was important in his life, to sit with friends and pass his time at clubs on a weekend. Now those things meant nothing to him. Ghair se nala nikla. Now he started running away from him. Now when the friends called him, said, let us sit an evening, or let us play cards, or let us play a game, or whatever the case may be. Now he says, no, I'm going to the masjid. When he goes to the masjid, then he doesn't want to come out of there. Like it is mentioned of that incident where a person went into the marketplace, into the bazaar, he bought a slave. And the slave made one condition, that at the time of salah, I will read my salah. After that I will carry on my work. So on the way, while they were going home, the Adhan was called out. He said to the master that you hired me for the day to do work, whatever the case may be. It's time for salah. Now my real master has called me. The person said, alright, going to, he read his salah. But he was never ever, he just wasn't coming out. After the salah, everybody came out, he wasn't coming out. So this person screamed from outside, that why aren't you coming out? Who's stopping you from coming out? He said, the same being who is stopping you from coming in is stopping me from coming out. So everything that was besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's life, he became despondent from it all. He realized when he came into the company of those who are, so to say, seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he came into their company, now that flame or that love also came to his heart, and everything else became meaningless in his life. Now he's got a purpose in life. Iman kana yarju Allah wal yawm al-akhir. He came from amongst those people who wanted Allah, who desired Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made akhirat his focus, he made qabr his object. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi say, hai is qatra hai darya-e muhabbat ka asar, jis ko samjha tha ke qatra hai, wo toofa nikla. That the drop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the effect of it, that we thought is just when we're speaking, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, when love will come into the person's heart, then a person to wake up for Fajr, let alone Fajr Tahajjud, will become a pleasure. As we are taught here, we heard it so many times of Shah Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullah alayh, that when he went to the Khanqa of Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayh and he made his first dhikr, then he said that Wada milne ka shab-e akhir mein hai, subah se hi intizar-e-sham hai. Now it was just Fajr Salah, and still going to be Ishraq, sunrise. Now he's already, he said that, oh Allah, your promise that when we can meet you, when we can pour our heart out to you in solitude and speak to you and make dua, that promise is in the wee hours of the morning, in the last part of the night. It's only morning now, the sun is only rising. I'm already waiting for the evening. That when can the night come? When can I be alone with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that which we just thought, love of Allah, love of Allah, love of Allah, when we came to realize, then it was a storm. What we thought was just a drop, what just people, when it came into the heart, now we realize that this is a tufan, this is a storm. This is something that the deeper you go into it, the more you want. The more you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you realize that it is less. And finally, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, khar samjha tha jise ahle jahane akhtar, dame fakr mein uske hi gulista nikla. That person, that we thought was just a thorn, that we thought was insignificant. It didn't appeal to us anything. And when we came to realize, then so to say, lap of poverty, where you saw just simplicity, where you saw nothing, if you see the life of our Kabirin, as the Shaykh Mawla Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, or you see any of our Kabirin, and the ulama of Dioban, what type of lives they led, what simplicity, and when go there, daman fakhr mein, in that lap of poverty, outward poverty, that contentment of heart, and that peace of mind, and that serenity, all that when you saw, then this was actually, gulista nikla, it turned out to be a garden of comfort, a garden of peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those, bless us with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we carry on, just one important correction, that the dua that Hazrat had taught us, by which we make our islah, which is, we discussed it two times in the majalis, the dua Allahumma waqiyatan waqiyatan kawaqiyatil waleed. Perhaps I read it, وَاقِعَةً وَتَعَيْنِ, or it was pronounced like that. Perhaps somebody gets the, and we will read it, so we should read it correct. It's a ya, Allahumma, وَاقِيَةً كَوَاقِيَةِ الْوَلِيدِ. Also, that our ibadat, when it becomes farad, like for example, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj also, when it's farad, it's immediate. We have to, as soon as it becomes farad, with the conditions which are there, then we should perform those ibadat at that time. We should not delay in the ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We have any questions to ask? We have got, alhamdulillah, many muftis. We should ask a mufti who we have we feel satisfied that he will give us the right masala, that this is my position, I've got enough money, I can go, my health is there, everything. But this problem, that problem, is Hajj Faraz on me or not? We should find out. But Hajj, all the ibadat, when it becomes for us, it is for us, with the requisites which are there. Like for example, a woman, she needs a mahram. If she hasn't got a mahram, then she can't go. So all those details we should find out. Allah give us tawfiq. to make all the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala and to correct ourselves wherever we err also. In this Kitab of Hazrat, the questions that are asked, and we should consider that these questions, especially these which we are reading presently, this person who is writing, he's got a very good spiritual condition. And we should see whether our condition is like that or not. And we should try and develop these qualities within us, these qualities and conditions which are described. He writes further, Hazrat Aqdas, Badda Zilluhu Al-Ali, Aapke Farman ki mutabik, har kaam sunnat ki mutabik karne ki koshish karta hoon. He says, according to what you teach us, I try and do everything according to sunnat. So we should also become conscious of our life. Are we doing things according to sunnat? Are we just taking it for granted? For example, we heard many times that Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, one time, when he came home, almost every meal was just marrow, dodi. So he said, dodi afternoon, dodi at night, dodi next day again. So he asked his wife, what's wrong? Dodi all the time, one way only dodi. So she said, I heard in your bayan that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved marrow. And now it's season, so I'm cooking it. So it struck a chord by Maulana. He said that a woman who stays in the house, who doesn't go out and listen all bayans now and then, perhaps there is a bayan for the ladies, there were no receivers, there was no online, nothing like that. And she's so conscious of sunnah. Is there sunnat in my life or not? So this is a thing that we should also check. So he says, I put a gauge on myself for the next 3 days to see whether I am practicing on the sunnats or not. Yeah, we get easily deceived. For example, we got beard sunnat, we got topi, kurta, outwardly, so I'm in sunnat. But there are so many other sunnats which we are not even conscious of. Whether when we go in the toilet, are we going in the correct way, coming out, etc. The du'as, are we reading them? There are a lot of things. So we should also take a stock of ourselves and see whether we are practicing on sunnat or not. And sunnats are very, very important in our lives. It is our life wire. We should be practicing. So we should check on ourselves how many sunnats are we actually practicing. And also, if we can, then we may have the thought, this is the way and the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why I'm doing it, not only out of habit, but I'm doing it and to please Allah and to emulate the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah has ordered us, which Allah loves very greatly, by which the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will come in our hearts and we will get closer to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sirf ittibai shariat ko manzil samajhta hoon. And I only make shariat, the laws which have come out from Quran and Hadith, that is my objective life. That everything I must do according to shariat. So today in our lives, let us see whether how many of our things are according to shariat. Our business, for example, our social gatherings, weddings today, which what we are hearing, hopefully it's just exaggeration or it's not true, it's a misunderstanding, but terrible, terrible things, how we are doing our weddings, etc., our other functions, how many wrong things. And the worst is when a person commits them openly. Especially in these functions of ours, whether in the name of a walima, whether in the name of a Quran khatam, whether in the name of a nikah wedding, and openly we breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And we don't even regard it as wrong. And nobody even really tells us. We are not prepared to listen to anyone also. And if somebody speaks, we make him bad. He is the bad one. So these open gunas when they are being committed, and nobody even really speaks about it, music at such on such occasion. And also at this point, we should really appreciate our akabir and our aslaf, that they closed all the loopholes also. Like for example, there are quite a few nasheeds, even other things, that it isn't actually music if you go and see. But the way it is presented, and you hear from a little distance, you think it's music. Actually, it isn't really, but even that they blocked. So for example, the duf, which comes in the hadith, but it leads to many other things. So we find our ulama just blocked it right from there. Many other things, they blocked it right off the... So we also feel that they are too strict, too hard. But they have saved us from a lot of wrong, from a lot of harm that will come later. They blocked it off. And how we can reach great heights by Allah, they opened those doors for us. So we should appreciate what our Akabir and our Aslaf have given us, and how far their thinking was, and how they protected us. So ittiba'i shari'at is very important in all our matters. And really, if we see the lives of we can't even see, we are blind. The faqahat of our fuqaha, we will take it as extremism, we will take it as other things, but how Allah had blessed them with so much of intelligence, of insight, foresight that they had, and how they explained the Masail, how they took it out from the hadith, and the actual what, especially Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, what actually the hadith was giving us, the lesson that they took out and they presented it to us. So ittiba'i shariat ko samajhta ho, manzil samajhta ho. I regard that following the shariat is my manzil, is my destination. This is how I will reach from my station, I will reach you, O Allah Ta'ala. So in all our matters, we should also see how much are we following shariat and how much are we breaking the laws of shariat. Ya darweshi or faqiri usi ka naam hai. Then he asked Hazrat, now is this what is called really piety, a high stage, darawish? These people, it's used in, but the Arabs also use this word, a person who's really pious. Is this what is called that real piety? That ittiba'i sunnat and shariat is my object in life. So Hazrat says, jiha, that is what it is. So from here we learn also to follow the sunnats of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very great and important aspect in our lives, and the shariat. And alhamdulillah, we have got very good muftis. Yeah, in our country, in our language, not difficult at one time to communicate with the muftis was difficult. There weren't muftis also to write to India and by post when it reaches there, when the reply comes, etc. Yeah, Allah has made it very, very easy. We should follow shariat, find out what is shariat, and follow shariat, inshallah. At the next condition of his, he writes, Hazrat Aqdas, Ahmad Zilluhu Al-Ali, din raat mein kai baar maut ki yaad aati hai. He says, during the day and night, all the time, many times I remember my death. Aur maut ki tayyari ki fikr paida hoti hai. And then the concern and the worry to prepare for death. Allah Paak khud dil mein daalte hai. Kya ye mera khyaal durust hai. Allah puts it in my heart to think of my maut. So is this correct that I think of maut? Many people, good people, if anyone speaks of maut, they just say, what you talking of death? Nobody is dying now. Keep quiet. If a person, even if he's on his dying bed, we mustn't let him lose hope. But at that time, we should think of maut at least at that time. But it's very surprising, you go and visit somebody who is quite ill, and the family members say they are laughing, joking, and the poor person is in going through his trauma, what he's going through. But it just means nothing to others. We should console the person also, and that also should make us think of our maut. So to think of maut, a person who thinks 25 times, 27 times of maut, it has come, he will die as a shaheed. Now we, to think for ourselves, how much do we think of maut? We sometimes pass an accident scene also, and we get worried also, but hardly a few minutes pass, and everything is over. We listen sometimes to a bayan also on maut, etc. In Ramadanul Mubarak, after Isha we have maut ki yaad, after Zohar we have Shauq-e-Watan, which is also about that in a more easier to accept. But after that, how much do we think of our maut? It is a great ibadat to think of maut also. In fact, one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu who passed away, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum spoke of him very highly. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, amongst other questions, asked, should he think of maut? They said, no, that he shouldn't do. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, then he's not of that high position which you people are speaking about. So the thinking of maut is also a very great thing. And also it is really like all other ibadat in the prime of a person's life. When you become old, you're just going to be thinking of maut in any case. But in the prime of your life, when you got your health, when you got your money, you got your car, you got everything, at that time to think of maut, that is very, very great. So Hazrat says, Durus say, yes, this is correct. We should be thinking of our maut. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that regularly we make a ma'amool. At least we read 25 times, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. And also it has come, if we read, Allah give me barakat in my maut, barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. And what is after death? Contemplate the qabr. We have mentioned many times one very good friend of ours, who this masjid of ours, he wanted to build completely, the foundations he did, and then he passed away very young. But he was such that he used to go to the qabristan all alone and lie down in the qabr. And he should think, I'm dead now, the farishtas are coming now, and alone. It's not an easy thing like that. Try it out, think. Just in our thoughts, think that I'm in the qabr. Munkar nakira, yeah, now. They are questioning me. And just as it was mentioned now, that one person, when he was in his 70s, he says, my life just went like a flash. Really, that is what it is. At that time, a person will realize. So one is, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Another very beautiful dua, which we are encouraged to read 20 times, Allahumma a'inna ala ghamaratil maut wa sakaratil maut. Oh Allah, help us on the difficulties and the pangs and sakarat of maut. Many of us must have seen people who passed away who were in sakarat. Sakarat is not an easy thing, not at all. The sakarat, if we saw some people in that sakarat, how the ruh is coming out and the difficulty the person goes through. So to read this 20 times, Allahumma inna ala sakarati ala ghamaratil maut wa sakaratil maut. If we just do that also, we have thought of maut so many times. Maut of shahadat, inshallah, for that person. Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities and make it easy for us, inshallah. Regularly, we should make dua that Allah makes our maut very easy for us and for our families, for everyone. We should think of who? Our friends, people who have been kind to us, who have showed us favors, who have got rights over us. Our parents have got so much rights. We must make dua for them also, for our asatiza, for our mashayikh. We should be making duas. And also, whenever we make dua for somebody else, behind his back, then the malaika say, Ameen, for you the same. So instead of backbiting about somebody, make dua. And whenever the desire comes to backbite of somebody, even if it's in the mind, make dua for the person. Force yourself. Make dua for the person and you will get the dua of the malaika. And in this way, your love for that person, that hatred will change into muhabbat also. Yeah, also the question and answer, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi given. This question the person proposes, you to aitiqad hai hi ke maghfirat bajus khuda ki rahmat ke ho hi nahi sakte. He says, I've got the strong belief, I do believe and understand that my forgiveness cannot take place without the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That is, my actions will not be able to grant me my forgiveness. My asking for forgiveness, this is all ma'amur bihi, we have to do it. But it is only Allah's rahmat, so much so that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam announced this, said this, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, not even you, O Allah's Rasul, he said, not even me, only that Allah's mercy enshrouds me. Ulama have explained, the amal a person does is a sign that Allah wants to shower His mercy upon you. تاہم کوئی کام اگر توجہ دل سے اچھی طرح انجام پاتا ہے. He says, even so, sometimes I do something good and my heart was also in it. I enjoyed it, my namaz, my tilawat, my zikr, whatever I did, and I enjoyed it, I did it properly. تو اس عمل کی طرف خیال جاتا ہے. Then my thought goes that by this amal, may Allah Ta'ala accept it, grant my maghfirat, because how your heart was in it, how you enjoyed it, etc. اور یہ خیال ہوتا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ضرور معاف کر دیں گے. And that Allah Ta'ala will definitely forgive me on account of this action. تو یہ خیال برا تو نہیں. So he asked if this is not a bad thought, that this action of mine will be the source of my forgiveness for Allah's rahmat to come. Hazrat writes the answer, yeah, here Hazrat writes, ye khyal bura nahi hai. This thought is not bad. The explanation comes to further. Further he asks, agar kabhi kisi achhe kaam ki taufeeq ho jati hai. Sometimes I get the taufeeq of doing some good work, to tabiyat nihayat hashash, bashash rehti hai. Then I feel very happy I did this good work. Like for example, you helped a poor person. Any other good work you did, you stayed awake the whole night, you made ibadat, whichever, Laylatul Qadr, whenever, Ramzan you passed and you made your tilawat, and then you feel very nice, I got all this ibadat. So then Hazrat writes on that, ye alamate iman hai, to feel good on doing good is a sign of iman, which comes in the hadith that if you have iman and you do good, you will feel good about it. But the explanation is coming, pride mustn't come in a person, and you do bad and you feel bad about it. Today our condition, so many of ours, we do bad and we feel happy about the bad. And we go and talk also, I did this, I took him for a ride for so much, I deceived that person like this, I did that. All those things, bad things we talk and we're happy. That is a very dangerous sign. And when we do good, we don't feel anything. Why, na'uzubillah, I wasted my time. Friends took us for namaz. We had no choice. All were going, we also had to go. And we feel that, na'uzubillah, in our heart, that I went and wasted my time or something. No, so that's not a good sign. So Hazrat says that's a sign of iman. Isme kuch haraj to nahi. He asked if there is no harm in this matter. Shubha isliye hua کہ اس کا راز کہیں یہ نہ ہو کہ اپنے اعمال پر خوش ہوتے ہیں. He says, why I'm doubting and why I'm asking, isn't it perhaps such that on my good deeds I'm becoming happy? So, to become happy, one is, Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. With that you become happy, the good deeds that you do, Quran, Sharif, etc. And the other place Allah says, لَا تَفْرَحُ. Don't become, but this is pride. Don't become proud. So Hazrat gives this beautiful explanation here. Amal mein do haisiyate hai. Whenever we do an amal, there are two aspects to it, two angles to it. Ek apna kamal, us aitibar se, to us par nazar na karna chahiye. One, a person feels, my achievement, that I did this, that is wrong. A person should not. He did a good deed and I did it. I achieved this. I made a very good bayan. I read Quran Sharif very beautifully. Namaz I read very beautifully. Anything like that, I did it. That is wrong. Dusra, the other angle, the other dimension of it is, ye ke khuda ki rahmat hai. That it is Allah's rahmat He gave me to read Quran Sharif so well, to know Quran Sharif so well, to make a good bayan and to explain deen properly to the people. Allah's rahmat on me. Us aitibar se us par masarrat khud ma'amur bihi hai. In that aspect, that Allah's rahmat, Allah, you gave it to me and now I'm doing it. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Any ni'mat, this ni'mat also, Allah gave me Quran of ni'mat of deen, and now I'm practice on deen, so you express it and you're happy that Allah gave you that ni'mat. So from that point it is commanded, it is Allah has commanded us that a person feels happy also. جیسے کہ اللہ تعالی نے ارشاد فرمایا قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. That say, this is by the fazal of Allah. and the rahmat of Allah. And by that become happy that Allah gave you. So good deeds, to think of it, it's my command, that is wrong. But to think that Allah, you bless me with this, I make your shukr. And in that also, that shukr is also an ibadat. And to make shukr on that shukr is also required. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, the reality of the matter is when a person says, Ya Allah, I can't make your shukr. Ya Allah, I can't fulfill your ibadah. Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'arifati. When you say this, then you have fulfilled the right. Allah says, when you have realized, you cannot fulfill my right. And nobody can. Allah in every aspect of it is unlimited. Allah, there is no limit to Allah's greatness, Allah's forgiveness, Allah's kindness, Allah's mercy. Everything is unlimited. And we, in everything, we are limited. So who is limited, how can he fulfill the rights of him who is unlimited? So when we accept that, when we realize that, then Allah says, you have fulfilled my rights. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with this. So amal we must do, and to feel happy also, not from this point of view that I did it. I am good, and I did this, I did that. This I must go, Allah's fazl. And you are happy that Allah, you showered me with this year. One time, I asked Hazrat that, for example, we have to make bayan, and the desire comes that I want to make a good bayan. So Hazrat says, so I asked, isn't that wrong that you want to make? So Hazrat says, you want to make deen's bayan, and it must be a bad bayan. Mm-hmm. If you make a bayan, it must be a good bayan. Mm-hmm. You benefit others also. What? Is that humility? That you can make a bad bayan, you speak all wrong things and all that. No, you make a good bayan. But not I did it. Allah's purpose. Allah, you gave me the tawfiq, and you attribute it fully to Allah Ta'ala, and that your attributing to Allah is also a great amal. That also is from Allah Ta'ala. So everything, we are just thankful, and we praise Allah Ta'ala for all His favors. Yeah, we read in Ma'arif-e-Mathnawi the whole story of Luqman Hakim, how he enjoyed so many ni'mat from his master who he was with. But when he one time some bitter fruit was given, melon, and then that also he accepted wholeheartedly. So the crux of the matter of this the lessons that we have to learn, that we, when Allah gives us good conditions, we must make shukr. And when difficult and hard conditions come, we must make sabr. We don't ask for hard and difficult conditions, though there are those people who are at that level. Two Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the night before the battle, they were saying, we make dua. My dua, you say Ameen, your dua, I say Ameen. The one Sahaba made dua, the enemy must get hold of me, cut my nose, gorge my eyes out, cut my ears, and that in this way I give my life. And Qiyamah say, Allah, ask me, you did it for me. And Allah Himself declares, yes, you did it for me. So those who are at that level, but we are too weak. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, what a great position. But he says, till I don't have my provision for all my provision for what I need, till then I'm restless. I first need it. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, my provision for 1 year, I make arrangement. Don't trust on it. Anything can happen, it can get stolen, it can go bad, whatever, rain can come and destroy it, but then I have itminan. So we are very, very weak, we only ask for afiyat. But if Allah, in His way, wants to give us difficulty, at that time we must make sabr. And difficulty comes in various ways, whether it's a financial problem, whether it's a domestic problem, health problem, may Allah save us. But if it comes, then to tolerate it and accept it, to make shukr, to make sabr on that, and to make shukr. And we see the examples of our great elders, how they went through. Ayyub alayhi salam, what difficulty, what illness he went through. Many other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat of the fish, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. What's true and what difficulties they went through. But they all make shukr to Allah in that condition also. We are very, very far from it. We must only ask for afiyat. But if Allah wants to, and He sends, it comes also in the riwayat, Allah Ta'ala puts a person through difficulty and he makes sabr, then Allah is watching, Allah knows everything, and his stages are going higher. Allah tells the malaika, give him more trouble. And then on Qiyamah's day, these people who are in difficulties and they made that sabr and that, what they going to get? The people who are in ease, afiyat, they won't smell also that the position of those people. So we are very, very weak. We ask for afiyat. But if Allah Ta'ala sends difficult condition, Allah give us that time the tawfiq to make sabr also. Which Maulana Panampuri Rahmatullah Ali should so say very beautifully, Na'mat aaye to itraye nahi. If Allah gives you His na'mat, don't become boastful and arrogant now. And don't claim it for yourself. I did it. I got this. I'm like this. Or musibat aaye to ghabraye nahi. And if difficulty comes, then don't go also out of your mind. And you lose yourself. Don't let that happen. So Hazrat explains this in this beautiful poems of Hazrat. Unki murad hai, agar meri ye na muradiya. If Allah wants these things, or this failures of mine, Allah wants me to be a failure. Allah wants me to be a failure. I opened the shop, what I opened it for business, but Allah wanted to be a failure. I went for operation, this will be my, I'll get better after, but I became worse after the operation. So if Allah wants your failure, if that is what Allah wants, He wants your failures. Unki raza hi chahiye, dusra mudda'a nahi. What we must want, what Allah wants, not what anything else. Not I want it, I wanted my shop must run, this whether it runs or not, I must say Allah must be happy. My marriage must work out. Why a person gets married? Nobody gets married just to divorce after that. He wants a marriage to work out, but it didn't work out. Allah wanted it mustn't work out, so it didn't work out. So it didn't work out, that is what Allah wanted. So no problem, whatever Allah wants. Everything that we don't see what I wanted, but what Allah wants. It's not an easy stage, it's a very high stage. But let us at least have it in our mind. And Allah save us from all these tests and trials. Allah Ta'ala has stressed, He will test us. And small little tests do come. Allah make them easy for us, make them that we can take them. But Allah save us from these difficult conditions. Some people, even now presently, what difficult conditions people are in. They are going through. But in all that, if a person can bring him, Ya Allah, this is what you want. We try ourselves. We don't open the shop and then don't work in it, don't do what we have to do, and we say, this is what Allah wanted. No, we do our best. We are sick, we try our best, we take our whatever treatment we have to take. But it didn't work out. Then finally, at the end, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that some people, one mother, her daughter, she just gave her away. Like, she didn't check up who's the person or anything. It didn't work out. She said, this is what Allah wanted. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, I wish I can choke such a person to death. He says that you must make your whatever you had to do, now you blame it. She says it was her taqdeer. Now you're blaming it on Allah that this was her taqdeer. No, we and Hazrat also, some people ask Hazrat for ta'weez, that I must just stay away from guna. I must hate guna. I must stay away from guna. Give me ta'weez for that. Make dua, make tawajju on me that this must happen. So Hazrat said, tawajju and dua doesn't work in those things. Tawajju and dua is there, those things which are beyond our capacity, what we can't do. But what we can do, what Allah has made us mukallaf, and He has given us the asbab of it, we can work in that direction, that we have to do. And then the dua will aid us, of the buzurgs. But just you do nothing, buzurgs, dua, and everything must happen. I became bay'at, all my problems must get solved. In fact, many people become bay'at, not for Islah, but I got this problem, I got that problem. My problem, people say also, you can become bay'at, your problems will get solved. Bay'at is not in the first place for that. That is, bay'at is for something else. So, what we can do, we must do. And we take the du'as of our elders, of pious people, etc. But there which is beyond our capacity. Like we are sick, our health is not in the treatment we will do. But to get health, that is in Allah's hand. To open a shop is in your hands. You make the effort, you do your business, you do, but that it becomes a success, you make a good profit, everything goes well, that's not in your hands. For that you ask for du'as. So Allah Ta'ala, what we can do, we must do. And then what we can't do, that Allah Ta'ala, we take the du'as, etc. And Allah Ta'ala will help and guide us in that. May Allah give us all tawfiq and let us understand our deen properly. This is also a very big thing. And what Allah had blessed our akabir was about deen. If we read their lives, practically in their lives, practical deen was. How sunnah was practical in their lives. Allahu Akbar. Allah give us also tawfiq, inshallah.